And we are back. By now, you have heard, no doubt, the report of the incoming announcement that was made in Hawaii over the weekend. Basically told there are missiles incoming and you need to seek shelter. And this is not a test. Now, I can't even imagine how I would react to that. And I don't think any of us know until, you know, and hopefully it'll never will, but until something like that happens, you don't know how you're going to react. Well, Herschel York and his family were there. If you're thinking, boy, I know that name, Herschel was the pastor of Ashland Avenue Baptist Church for many, many years. Herschel, good morning.
Good morning, Jack. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. And then, what wasn't your dad the pastor there before you?
No. He was on staff with me,
okay.
but he was never the senior pastor. He grew up there,
okay.
and my mom both did.
Okay. Now, and for a number of years, you've been at a church, and you've grown that church, and now you're in a fairly new location. Tell us about the church where you are now.
Right, I pastor the Buck Run Baptist Church in Frankfort, Kentucky, and we actually will celebrate our 200th anniversary a week from Sunday. But we did a year ago, moved into our new 100-acre campus and brand new facility on Leestown Road, just outside of Frankfort, there on Highway 421.
Very good.
And man, the Lord's really blessing. I'm still a full-time professor as well at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville.
All right. Now, I took my wife over there to the old church because I just love that area. I love the covered bridge down there, and it was just a real pretty Saturday afternoon. We were out driving, and I said, "You got to see this church. It's so beautiful, sitting there right on Elkhorn Creek." And we drove up there and realized it's empty, and that's
right.
When I realized that you guys had moved. But that, you know, that is the most picturesque little area down through there, and I assume
it really is.
Is the church across the street? Is that the old church?
Right. The old chapel on Georgetown Road was actually built up at Buck Run, which is really there, Wood Lake and Highway 460. It was built there in 1855.
Wow.
They moved it to the Forks in 1888. And so it's been in use constantly by Buck Run Church from 1855 until we moved in 2016.
That's very neat. Yeah. All right, Herschel, you guys, your whole family, even including your mom, right, were in Hawaii over the weekend?
Right. Well, it was my wife and I, and we took my 85-year-old mother on a trip to Hawaii. She loves to go and keep her young and looking forward to something. So we were there, we stay on the western side of the Big Island, and we were going to go across the island to Hilo that morning. As we were getting ready, you know, about, I think it was about 8:03, we heard that loud screech that you get on your iPhone, the warning something. And so I thought maybe tsunami, something like that. We looked at it, and it says, inbound missile threat to Hawaii. This is not a drill. Take cover.
Oh, man. Now,
that will get your attention on that.
No
on
kidding.
A
really?
Fine Hawaiian morning. And, you know, what's funny, all three of us had a very, very different reaction. My mother, she just kept putting on her makeup. It wouldn't have interested her any less if you said, "Hey, it's going to rain today." she just took it completely in stride.
Oh, that's funny.
I begin immediately. I go into evaluation mode and thinking, what does this mean? And I'm thinking maybe North Korea has launched and they're not sure exactly where it's coming down, because, you know, he's launching them real high. He's using distance up instead of over, really sort of in his test. And I was thinking maybe they just don't know where it's coming down. Also, I'm thinking now if he really is shooting one at Hawaii, the odds are that it would be at Oahu, where the population center is,
and right.
So it probably, you know, wouldn't hit us quite so. But I'm immediately thinking hassle, man. This is going to be tragic there, but it'll be a hassle to get off the Big Island to get back to the mainland.
Right.
We might be stuck here for a week or so. I mean, my mind's going through all that. I'm turning on the TV, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, none of them are saying a word about it. And I think this is odd.
Really?
Nobody's saying anything.
Yeah.
Unbeknownst to me, Tanya has actually gone into the other room, and she's just very quietly texting our sons and their families, and she's saying, you know, we just got an inbound ballistic missile threat to Hawaii. Should it be real? Love you guys intensely. Be faithful, and I'll see you in heaven.
Wow.
That's
cool.
Yeah, she just, none of us were upset. None of us were scared. But Tanya, she was thinking, I think in a few minutes I might see Jesus.
Wow.
And you know, we just all had a complete confidence the Lord was going to take care of us. We are believers, and, you know, we think, dead or alive, we're in good shape because of what Christ has done. And so we were okay. But she did want to say goodbye to our sons. And of course, you can imagine their reaction getting this.
Oh, yeah.
Michael, my oldest, is a pastor in Missouri, and he just said praying. Seth didn't really respond. I'm not sure he got it till later. Mm-hmm. And Michael even posted, he said, well, after the whole thing was over, he said, well, I know what my mom's last words to me will be. He told what she said. Seth, my youngest, said, funny, she told me I was always her favorite. So.
Well, tell me, what did you do? Did you continue watching the news channels?
So maybe 15 minutes in, you start hearing reports and people are saying it's a false report, but you heard nothing official. I mean, it was 38 minutes before they actually sent out a second alert saying that was a false report. So, you know, until you get official word, you're just sort of sitting there listening for a boom and a flash, you know, to see
a
flash.
Right.
And so, you know, we were not sure about anything. So, you know, we weren't watching the local Y channels, which I later figured out probably should have done that. But,
yeah.
You know, we just didn't get the official word. I'll tell you, interestingly, the next day we had delivered to our room an apology from a letter of apology from the governor of Hawaii.
He
sent a letter to every hotel guest on all the islands and apologized for their mistake, which I thought was very kind. But, you know, I put everything in context and in perspective, and, you know, I'd say a false alarm is better than a true alarm any day.
Any day of the week.
I was not upset at all. I just, you know, somebody made a mistake, and praise the Lord, it was not true.
Did it interfere at all with your plans for the remainder of the week or to get home?
No, not at all. If anything, I think, you know, it made the hibiscus bloom brighter and our time together more enjoyable. You know, it just sort of put a perspective on things that, hey, this is temporary, and we really need to cherish the things that matter. And, you know, we saw it as, oddly enough, a very affirming experience. It really made us see that, man, our faith is real.
Yep.
It wasn't shaken in the face of even potential tragedy.
That's really interesting. I have an idea there's going to be a Herschel York sermon based on this experience.
Well, everything in my life is fair game for sermon illustrations. and the people in my life know that. But this one really is up there, you know, because it did have that very focusing effect.
Yeah.
And we're grateful for it.
Yeah. Well, we're grateful that it was a mistake, and we're grateful that you guys are back safely. And will this affect any future plans that you have to possibly go back to Hawaii?
No, man. You can't live your life in fear. You just have to live your life. And Hawaii, we love Hawaii. And frankly, the reality is, I think if North Korea ever does fire one at us, it probably wouldn't be Hawaii. I think they'd go after something more strategic.
Yeah.
But again, this is why we pray for those in authority, and we pray for them to make good decisions, and you know, we pray for peace.
That's wonderful. Herschel York, thank you so much for being with us.
My joy, Jack. Good to talk to you, my friend.
Bye-bye.